Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Howdy.
Welcome to our show. In this episode, Jill and I talk about demystifying real estate investment. This comes up every single day.
It's a big word. I got to write this
today,
down.
Jill. I mean, before we get started, let's share something interesting that happened to us recently.
Jack,
demystify it.
Let me demystify this. Do you believe this show is number 300?
No, I just saw that.
That's what I wanted to pause and say. What?
And it's not the 300th show. We had a whole podcast before this, so.
Right. How many did we on the other one?
A lot. And they were hours long. I mean, plus we've done probably close to 400, maybe 350 for sure.
Do you remember those shows too? Like it would go like 45 minutes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how do they hang in there with us? I would get bored after 45 minutes.
Oh, 45. You're bored after 30 seconds.
Oh, thanks. I meant of me.
We have a super good, Jill's got a super good workout friend. And every time I see him, he's like, why do you guys, have you run out of stuff to talk about yet? How can you talk about land for all this, for 300 shows?
Yeah.
And I have to tell him it's not about land at all. It's about, you know, what Jill's wearing.
Yeah.
You know, it's about
fingers in the screen.
Yeah. Fingers in the scene.
That's right.
Fingers in the scene.
Yeah. So
fingers
I said,
in the scene.
Yeah. So, yeah, 300. I'm just thinking how we still have not run out of stuff to talk about.
No, because you're interesting.
Thank you.
I'm the MC of your life. That's what this show is.
You know, and I like that. Yeah. I'm good with that.
I know.
If you're the MC and then the person falling behind me with a clipboard, I'm set. That's good.
Before we get started, let's share some interesting stuff. Oh, I'm sorry. Let's take a question posted by one of our members on successplant.com, our free online community.
Even though we're 300 shows in, we can't quite remember the script.
No, that's exactly. Even though it's right in front of us to read, we can't.
Never mind. Okay, Ted asks, this is going to be good. Did I screw up? Mailed a county 1,500 letters, getting responses, but I never checked to see if the county had GIS mapping. They don't. How do I research the properties now if I can't find them on a map somehow? Are there other resources I can look into? RealQuest can't pull it either, as the mapping link is not available, mm-hmm. which makes sense since the county doesn't have it.
Yeah. So what this tells me, I think, is that you know, the county never scanned in their plat maps. If it's that bad, if it's that rural, here's the good news. Nobody has purchased properties in this county for a heck of a long time. So if you're close enough to the county, Ted, go over there and sit, you know, take the purchase agreements that are signed that you got back and do some research. Sit down like it's 1943. Sit down and pull the plat maps and take a look. Bring your computer and look it up on Google Earth. That's the good news. The bad news is, yeah, I mean, sometimes it's harder. Believe it or not, and we covered this on a show like 3 or 4 shows ago, this is the way it always used to be. I mean, GIS is not that old. We never had GIS when I started this. So we had to do this all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, I think this is a good thing, not a bad thing. And no, you did not screw up. I mean, next time you're probably going to check, but I think you're going to, when you look at your bank balance about 45 days from now, you're going to say, oh, no, I didn't screw up at all.
Mm-hmm. A little extra work on the front end, the engineering, but I think you're right, Jack, because that would scare some people away, Ted. It's making you think twice about it. So that means you need to power through, because that means you now know you have less competition and you need to do this.
None. You have no competition for this asset.
That's true.
Over the last 2 years, I've had multiple people, because our data products cover 98.5% of all the counties. And many, many people have asked me, well, what's the 1.5%? Because I'm going to go camp out there. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I don't know. I would have answered him straight up, but I just haven't gone in to really cross-check the two databases. But there's, I'll tell you right now, there are a couple of counties and several counties in Arkansas that not only do they not have a website or GIS, but they actually are not computerized, believe it or not.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. But I mean, it's a self, they by choice. It's not that they don't want to. They want to do that. Texas, same thing. A lot of Texas property places, I think that's probably what you're going to say. They only work 3 days a week because they have jobs, you know? They're so small.
They're so small. They maybe record something a couple times a month.
Yeah.
You know, kind of thing. I've had counties in Texas where the recorder doesn't even have a phone number. I was like calling the one general courthouse phone number and you get transferred to Betty when she's in, you know, kind of thing. Good luck finding her. Yeah.
Betty has absolute power too, I bet.
Oh my gosh, it's hilarious. Again, when she's in. So Betty wears six hats. Betty is the sheriff. Betty is the recorder.
That's what I mean. Judge, jury, and executioner.
Yeah, that's true. She's the judge. She's the orderly. Betty does it all.
Absolute power.
So yeah. So that's not a bad thing. So you know what? And even I gotta tell you, I have also used this as a sales tool. I have told people considering in the area, I said, you know what? Talk about a good place. I mean, everybody leaves everybody alone. Good luck finding somebody in the county. So if anybody had a problem with what you're building out there, it's going to take them 6 months to find somebody to even complain to. You know what I mean? Yeah. So they're like, oh, yeah, this is a good thing. You know, depending what you want to do, it could be a good thing.
It's hard to convey what goes on in this business because no one believes us. But
that's
yes,
true.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
The other thing, Jill, I look at it, you know, you and I are the same about this. All I ever see is opportunity. I don't see any too much bad stuff out there.
Yeah. I honestly say I can, because I'm more new to this than you are, Mr. 1999, mm-hmm. and before, but even for me, so I can remember back when I used to go, who would want that?
Oh, yeah.
And you're telling me, buy it, quick, run to the bank. I'm like, are you serious? I'm running to the bank over this purchase. And you did. And then as it all went through, I went, you were right. So and now I tell people that.
Let's flip that around. So what, I'm sure there's
this is part of our topic.
Yeah. Okay, let's get to the topic.
Yeah, they can call this the topic too.
If you want a question or you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us or anyone actually on successplant.com. There's lots of people in there that are killing it. They're doing deals and happy to answer your questions. Today's topic, demystifying real estate investment. Just like we were talking about. So Jill, I mean, let's flip it around. Like what? You know how like there's some stuff in your life you it's just so obvious to you that you can't believe that other people don't see it clearly. Like, what don't I see clearly? And you're just like shaking your head, going, "This is so simple. I don't get it." Like, does it shock you that I can't read your mind?
No.
Because most women are shocked that men can't read their minds.
No, doesn't shock me at all. There's a lot of things about you specifically that do not shock me. I'm sure the reverse is true. So it's all good. It's a lot of things about men in general that do not shock me. Even in this day and age and the internet, I'm not shocked. So anyway, that's a conversation for my girlfriends later. So
it is.
But so where were you going with that?
Today's show is about demystifying real estate investment. I think there's a lot of people that just say, gosh, there's no way I could do this. I don't, it's too complicated, or there's some reason that it's looming in their head. Like, I came up with this topic a while ago because I have been baffled, and I no longer am baffled at all, but I've been baffled in the recent past about social media. Remember, there was a time where I'm like, oh, let's just get the kids to do this. And it's not that complicated. You have to, you know, talk to people, answer their questions, get yourself out there. And if you're an ultra boring, terrible person, social media might not be for you. But if you're horsing around all the time, having some fun, might as well do it online. It works. Mm-hmm. So real estate, I have a short list of things like that I think people are just, they get caught up. Like, I need a ton of money. That's a number one.
That's one. Okay, I can cross that off. I wrote that out.
I'll tell you right now, there's way more money out there than talent. So if this is what we teach. Learn how to source great real estate deals. Learn how to be a bird dog. The money will find you. Believe me. You do one deal where it's 40% of its value. People are going to find you to try to get you to do the next deal, find the next deal. So it's a lot less about the real estate and more about, here's a demystifying topic, driving for dollars and finding a dilapidated house. Silly, 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 silly. Jill will tell you about it. Why is that silly?
Jill. Oh, I hate that. It's such a waste. Oh my gosh. It's just such a waste of time. You know, it really is. There's a reason I always come back to the people that do that when they come back to the office and they have those four properties, were they ever able to act on four? And most of the time, no. There's a reason why they're sitting there tied up in probate or whatever it is, and it's boarded up. And the guy next door, by the way, is itching for you to send him a letter. He just paid off his mortgage. They're ready to downsize.
Yeah, the house
perfect. Gosh, if they just could just...
So you're not looking for a piece of real estate. You're looking for a situation. You're looking for a very motivated seller. Could be because somebody died. Could be for a million reasons. You don't know. But somebody gets an offer in the mail the next day, and they're like, what? Absolutely, I want to do this deal. I don't even want top dollar by any stretch. I just want to be done with this thing. It has nothing to do with whether it's dilapidated or brand new or anything else. Mm-hmm. It's a situation, not the piece of property. Same thing, same situation with our assets. Mm-hmm. So that it's not... You don't have to know a lot about real estate about this. You just have to understand that getting a lot of offers out there and then dealing with it and managing them, that's what you need to know. Chances are you're doing that in your job already. You're managing people and managing stuff, and that's what this is. Go ahead.
I have two that I wanted to add. I didn't know if you... It sounded like you had a list. Do you have a list?
I do in my head, but there's you always bring... go ahead. Your stuff's better than mine almost always.
Oh. Well, as you're going through and you're talking about them, I'm trying to think of all the conversations that I have with people, because you're right. This is such a mystery to people. Oh, you're a real estate investor? They're like, first they kind of got to sit back and think about what the heck is that? And then they think, oh, how did they get there kind of thing? And I'm like, well, it's kind of not that hard. You know, you buy your first property and you sell it and you make some money, or you just bought something, you invested in it. Guess what? Now you're an investor. Now you're selling it. You know, there's no special license required. There's no special training involved. You know, you too can be a real estate investor, you know, and people
common
go,
sense
oh, yeah. So that, and then you covered the money, which I get a lot. And I love that you brought that up. And the third thing that I get, I think a lot, is not only who would buy this asset, who would sell that asset? Like you were just talking about, you were describing the driving for dollars. Okay, why would that person next door with the white picket fence and it's nothing's falling apart want to sell? You don't know. There's some situation in their life. So I have to explain that to people. There are people in all over. And it's funny, once you start talking to people and explain it, they go, oh yeah, like my parents. I'm like, yeah. They're like, my parents are trying to downsize right now. Yep. And they need to da-da-da-da-da. You know, we all went to college. Da-da-da. I'm like, bingo. I said, I bet your parents don't have a mortgage. Do they? Go, yeah, no, they don't. I'm like, hello. And they go, oh, ding. Light bulb goes off. So there are people out there who want to sell. They're waiting to hear from you. And then there are plenty of people out there who want to buy, again, waiting to hear from you.
That's it.
Thank you.
So, I mean, I don't know what else could be so mystical about this. Again, I've been in it for 15 or 16 or 17 years, and it's just not that complicated. But again, I bring up the social media thing. I was mystified by that. And when I got into it, I said, it's no big deal at all.
Yeah, I think we are trained to think that you have to buy a property through a real estate agent. We're trained to think that you have to do this way and you have to do that way. And you know, and once you think outside the box, or even for you and I, Jack, we question things, you know. Yeah. I mean, look at the companies that we have started and are coming in our future, because we're questioning it and going, well, why can't we be a Title 8 company?
Well, we can't.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Who would have ever thought? And instead, you have to go out there and question it and check it all out. And if you want to do it, you should do it. You can't. What? I'm kind of giving a little.
The stuff that Jill says, if you want to do it, you should do it. And that's as far as the whole thought process for everything that Jill does in her life. Exactly right there. Hey, if you want to eat a cheesecake, eat it.
Well, I mean, I don't think that's a bad philosophy to go by.
Yeah, I mean, I don't either, but maybe sometimes there's other people in your life.
But Nike did it before I did it.
Okay.
So if Nike can say it,
it must be right.
Then it must be okay.
I honestly, if there's anybody's listening to the show,
listening.
If there's mystical things out there about real estate investment, let us know a success plan. I'll address them one by one. I'm telling you right now, there's nothing that you can't overcome in a couple of weeks. And I'm really serious about that.
Mm-hmm. You know, the only people, when I'm in Success Plant and I see some of the questions and people getting hung up, it's like, it almost seems too easy that they can't believe it.
Yeah.
So they're creating their own obstacles.
Well, you know, I think absolutely, Joe. And I think I don't think this is just real estate. If that's the kind of person that's creating their own obstacles, they're probably doing it with a lot of other stuff too.
Right. Can I give you an example? Because this comes up and I wanted to just tell this to everybody. I see people coming along and they're doing great and like, oh my gosh, I'm making money. I must be doing something wrong. They think like they're stealing or something. Yeah. Like, no, you're doing everything right. Right. Well, there's something in their gut that tells them that they're doing the wrong when they're making this money. Like, it's all okay. So one of the red flags they come up with is like, oh no, I must not be paying taxes or doing the taxes right or anything like this. And it's so funny because you and I tell everybody the same thing is, let's not worry about that. Sit tight. You know, you're going to hire an accountant here at some point, unless you want to learn all this. You're going to, and you know what? You can afford it.
Right.
It's, and they will do it all right and all perfectly and everything's okay. And they almost have to process that and go, oh, okay. Yeah, I guess I can see that. Yeah. It's that easy.
In this country, somewhere there's this notion that you have to be dishonest to make money. I don't know where that ever happened.
Or you're cheating or something. Yeah, you're cheating. I don't know.
Or you're stepping on someone's head to get it, to pull yourself up.
No.
I heard somebody, one of my good friends, recently say, like, I've known this guy for a really long time. He said, well, you're taking advantage of people. You're finding them in a situation, and then you're intentionally making a low ball offer and kicking them when they're in the dirt. And I said, you know, that's hilarious because I don't know many people that would thank me over and over and over again for kicking him in the dirt
and sending him in cash when nobody wanted it.
That's the other thing. You know, I thought about that recently. When you really think about it, we're not like selling anything. We're not like sending somebody a letter and said, hey, you want to buy this thing you don't need? We're saying, hey, do you want me to send you a check for that thing you're not using anymore? I mean, what's better than that? We're sending you money, not asking you for money.
Jack, you just brought up a really, really, really good point that I want to stress because that is one of my pet peeves. Who we are and what we do and how we, you know, share with everybody is you're sending legitimate, real, professional, nice offers. You're not sleazy because there are people out there that are. It drives me crazy saying, oh, you're in a back tax situation. You better call me or it's going to go back and you're going to get nothing. You know, there are people out there that do that. And that makes me so angry when I see those, you know, and I just hear about it, you know, it's just, I can't stand it.
Yeah.
So I wanted to clarify that. So, you know, like, so your friend, you know, they were talking, I don't know who it is, but that's not us. And that's the deal. They're like, oh, thank God. No,
we don't mail property. We don't mail offers to people with back taxes anyway. Let me be super clear. That has nothing to do with our business model. Both of our main competitors, that's what they do. We don't do that.
Yeah, they do seek them out. And I got to say, that could be a little bit of a maybe going at it not the nicest way.
I mean, I don't
we send everybody issue. An offer.
I don't think there's an ethics issue. I just think that what you're doing is you're seeking out intentionally sending letters and offers to people who have problematic property. You're not look. It's just like what you said about driving for dollars. Why would you mail a dilapidated house? There's problems there. There's a reason mm-hmm. that's happening. Just send everybody a letter. It doesn't cost 40 cents. With our program, it costs 41 cents to send a letter out to get it to their door. Way cheaper than a price. 42 cents. Way cheaper than the price of a stamp. So, you know, why would you just limit yourself to problematic property? I think that's mm-hmm. a personality a type also. Oh, I'm not good enough. I only want the junk at the bottom. No.
Yeah.
You want the best stuff for the best price. Raise your head up, stand up high, and kick mm-hmm. it.
Exactly. Like and not to mention, test it. Remember, that's a whole nother show, but we talked about that. We, you know, people that have gone out there and tested it said, okay, I did all the back tax property and then I did this. Like, I had so many headaches and I bought so fewer property than doing what you guys do, just doing everything. And they're like, oh, it was just so much better. Like, yeah, hello.
Exactly.
Thank you. Sorry, this is a soapbox topic for me, man. I'm like, I get really passionate about this. So thank you.
It's just tough to describe it to people who are new. And that's okay. I mean, I was new too once.
Yeah. I want everybody to know this is not crazy and not hard. And you can do it. Be smart about it. Be a good person. And you'll do great.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information. That's me.
And inspiration and preaching. That's me. Sorry.
To get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. So what do you got going on? You know, it's Friday. What do you got?
Sorry, I didn't mean to go off there. I'm just coming down from that high. So I get ticked off at people when they're not. I ticked off at people taking what we do and turning it all around and not being nice to people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get more upset about people who think they can't do it. I had someone say to me like a year ago that they didn't think they were smart enough to do this. I'm like, what? Just practice.
Yeah, that's what we're here for.
So yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we can help. It's all good. You know what's a funny thing too? We help and help and help and help and help. And then I have people go, okay, well, like, what's your commission? I'm like, no, there is none. It's so sweet. I'm like, no, you go right ahead. Sell it. You did great. Okay, perfect. Now do it again. They're like, really? You don't? I'm like, no, I'm good.
There's a commission model.
I saw you.
You know, there's a model. Somebody said it to me recently. Here's the thing. You buy all this education, you locate the property, and then you locate a buyer, and there has to be a $20,000 spread for houses, you know? And then, you hand the whole deal over to the person that is teaching this, and then they take like $5,000 it's just, you know, you do, it's just, you don't.
I think I know who you're talking about, actually.
You don't learn anything.
No.
How do you learn anything if you're doing that? And someone comes in at the end. You want to build a business. We want you to do this to the point where you don't need us anymore. Then that's it. And you go off into the sunset and make a ton of money and do stuff.
Yeah.
That's our whole goal.
That's
whole
not
thing cool. is, we started as a .org. Maybe we should bring that back, Jill. Just make the whole thing a .org. I don't know. We'll see.
No, then we're going to, no, I think it's perfect the way it is.
No, I mean, nonprofit.org is what I mean.
Oh, I getcha.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cash Flow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.